2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
I just noticed this. If you have an iPhone, look at the bars. You know, the signal bars at the top right of the screen. The other day, just above the bars, I saw this tiny orange dot. I thought it was a little speck of dust, and I tried to brush it away, but it stayed on the screen. Maybe you knew this, but that tiny orange dot just above the bars is the new way that Apple warns you that one of your apps is using the microphone. Some app could be eavesdropping. For instance, if you're talking on the phone, you get that orange dot. But if you're not on the phone and you see the dot, that means there's an app that's listening to you. Could be legit. But if you're concerned, start closing the apps on your phone one by one till that orange dot goes away. But even creepier is the green dot. If you see a green dot up there, it means that one of your apps is watching. Some app has access to your camera. Could be Facebook because you gave permission. Could be something else. But if you want privacy, shut your apps one by one till the green dot goes away. And if you have an Android phone, sorry, no dots. For the same information, you'd have to go to the App Store and find one that warns you about mic and camera usage. If you're Android and you don't download a warning app, they could be listening. Or watching.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.